Good morning again. It's nice to see you. It's so lovely being up here. After you meditate, the energy that flows forward, it's moving. The talk is titled Father, Son, and Holy. For those of you that know me at all, I have wanted to be a husband and father for as long as I can remember. It was my huge, huge wish all of my life that I can remember. And if you know me at all, you know that that was a tall order at some point in my life. In 2003, I had the great joy of becoming a husband, and I got to marry the most beautiful, awesome, talented, kind, loving person on the planet, and that's my wife, Jessica. And it took us a while. And we wanted to have kids for a really long time. And we tried it our way and had a vision of how that would go and used all the principles that we know to do. We have a vision, we have a plan, we think about it, we pray about it, and we let it go, or we think we've let it go. And then I realize I haven't let it go, and then I think I let it go, and then I haven't let it go. And basically, over time, realized that we were called to become foster parents. And that in this past year, we got our license last May, and in August, end of June, babies started coming. And in August, we had one come that is now we're in the process of adopting. So, I am the father, he is the son, and holy crap! So, here's what happened. Essentially, I had this amazing grand idea, and it's all arrogance and ego, that it was going to be so much fun, right? It was going to be a blast. I was going to love this, and I was going to be so good at it, right? And here's what happened. God, could you leave me alone for a minute? Like, all of a sudden, I had no free time. What happened, right? And I realized midway into it, that I'm, like, hating this. And all of a sudden, what happens when you get everything you want in your life and you hate it? And that's how I felt. And it was awful. And I felt guilty. And I would feel, angst up and sad and freaked out, right? And the more that I thought about it, then, right, I'm in this work. I go to this church, we do this, we know, what's one of the five funding principles of unity? Thoughts held in mind, produce in kind. So I started paying attention. What are you thinking, right? So I'm thinking things like, I hate this. Damn it. Why did I do this? We were so happy. Life was so good. Right? And I started paying attention to those thoughts and hearing myself say those things. And then what happened is I had another opportunity to beat myself up and make myself wrong. Right? Because I'm not being perfect. I'm not being that guy that I thought I would be. And in fact, who I ended up looking like was my dad. The father and I are one. Right? And God bless my father, I'm 100% complete with him, and he was a huge contribution to this world. And let me tell you, he was. And he was a product of his time and of his own development, and the way he did things was if he reached for that belt, by God, you straightened up. And there was no such thing as disrespecting him, ever. I mean, you'd get knocked across the room, right? And I would hear stuff come out of my mouth that was my father, right? And I'm like, what the hell? I didn't ask for this. I didn't sign up for this. And nobody told me that I was going to fail constantly. Constantly. Like every time I think I got it right. And then they start screaming, you know? And there was felt like there was something missing in me. Because there's something in her that when they cry, she automatically thinks, how can I soothe this? How can I have compassion for this? And I think, what are you crying about? Like, seriously, why? Gosh, can't you just be quiet? I mean, come on, right? And then again, I would have an opportunity to beat the hell out of myself because I wasn't that guy. So, you know, I'm committed to this work. I'm committed to having a life I love. I'm committed to having a happy life and to being who I say I want to be out there in the world. So I got to deal with this. And I keep telling Jessica, I'm going to transform it. I'm working on it, man. And I did. And I do. So the first thing I was able to do is to really start paying attention to my thoughts, right? You got to do it. And I had to create something that wasn't that. At the time, I was taking a class here. It was Mona Crane's class. And, you know, it's the beauty of this community. We do life together, right? And Russ was in that class, and Frank, and Joanne was in that class, and Vi. And in that class, we really talked about how we were being. And I realized that it wasn't being a father that was the problem. It was how I was being about being a father, right? And so if I could alter how I beat about it, right, then I had an opportunity to change it and shift it. And that's, you know, one of the first steps for me is to really look, pay attention sometimes. Jay, how are you being about this? And if you really look from the outside, you go, kind of a jerk, right? You're being kind of a jerk. And a whole lot of shoulds, right? A whole lot of shoulds about how I should be and all this, right? That I tell my clients they got to let go of. So the first thing I was able to do was to create a new affirmation for myself. And that affirmation, at the time, we were talking about aligning ourselves, and again, the Father and I are one, aligning ourselves with that goodness, that energy, because there's God is all good and all that there is, right? And so I had this epiphany, this affirmation that I could create, and that was, I am being who I am. I am being who I am. And it was so powerful for me. I was like, oh, thank God. And I thought, oh, this is going to be so great. And it was. And when they would cry at 2:30 in the morning, I was exhausted. Instead of my first thought being, I want to, I would think, oh, stop. I am being who I am. And I'd get present to that. I am being who I am. And I was able to be it. And I was able to be better. And it worked for a while. But the thing, again, that nobody tells you before you go into kids is everything changes all the time, right? As they grow and change, there's just more crap to deal with, right? There's more stuff. So that worked for a while. and then something else happened, right? And I had to keep flexing my muscle around that and keep getting present to what am I speaking, what am I saying, and how am I being about this? What am I speaking, what am I thinking, and how am I being? Those are the three key components to everything for me. Whenever I want to transform something that's difficult in my life, I need to ask myself, what am I speaking? What am I saying out loud to people about how this is going to go? Because what I speak is what's going to get created out there in the world. What am I thinking? What are the thoughts that I don't even want to share with anybody else that are kind of scary? And I need to get in communication with people about that. I need to get them out of here, danger zone in here, out of here and out there, right? So I started talking to people and sharing with people. And something that's frustrating about being a leader in this work, being someone who puts themselves out there, is some people wouldn't believe me. I'm like, no, I am a dick, okay? You need to understand. I am not, oh, Jay, you're such a nice, oh, I'm sure. But no. I'm a jerk, okay? And I need to transform this for myself. It's not who I want to be. And so finally, I got some great people in my life, like Beth Murphy and Cheryl and my spiritual entrepreneurs group. To help me, right? Help me be present to who I want to be in this world, how I want to show up, right? And some tricks. And one of the first next things to do was double my meditation time, double my silence time. If I've got all this chaos going on over here, I've got to get myself to a place where I can be centered and focused in that light, right? So I took on more time. I took on doing more time. And that helped, and that made a huge difference. And then recently, Jessica and I were in Tulsa not long ago. We had the opportunity. We love to go to different Unity churches. I recommend it highly. If you're traveling, go to a Unity church. It's so fun to see the different Unity churches and how they are and what they do. And this was the Unity, they called themselves the Unity Church of Christianity in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And the pastor there was just Mary Beth Harris. She was wonderful. Marianne Harris, she was great. And what she was talking about when she spoke was the distinction between knowing the work and knowing the work, right? Really having it up here, because we could talk that stuff all day, right? But really knowing it versus embodying it. And she talked about relationships. And she was talking about how she had this relationship that at work that was hard for her. And so she decided that she would create, she knew that she is energy moving forward. And so she would create something for her to live into. And so every day when she went to work and she put her key in the ignition, she would say, divine love goes before me, healing and harmonizing. Divine love goes before me, healing and harmonizing. And that resonated with me so much, right? So I went home and I used it. Divine love goes before me, healing and harmonizing. But when I use that, when I get inside that divine love, how I vision it is as if I am a circle, as if I'm a circle of energy. The energy that goes before me is the energy I step into, right? And it is amazing how when I am divine love goes before me, healing and harmonizing, how my kids be different, right? When I'm coming at them as a ball of, right? They're a lot different than when I'm coming at them as this divine love going before me. And this has been such a healing, harmonizing tool for myself that I wanted to share it. Now, I am not foolish enough to believe that I've got this all figured out. I know that this is something for me in my life that I will constantly be taking on. Those of you who are parents are going, for the rest of your life, you get to figure this out, right? For the rest of your life, you get to transform yourself inside of that. And where I'm at now is, now I've had an opportunity, and I've had our children with us long enough now, and Emmett has been with us for almost a year, and then we've had Rose with us since December. And we know that Rose is probably going to integrate, go back with her family, and that is, we will bless her and send her on, and that's exactly where she needs to be. And Emmett is going to stay with us. But now, because I've been able to use these tools, because I've been able to step in and have this community support me and start to at least understand how I can consistently and constantly transform this, now I've gotten to be present to some of the good stuff, right? Yesterday, I was in a small engine parts store because I was working on a lawnmower, and I was talking to the guy, and I looked down to see my happy sticker that my two-year-old daughter gave me because I went pee in the potty. And I've been able to be present, right? I've been able to be present for them and for who they are and learn, start to learn from these little embodied balls of energy, right? They don't care about looking good at all. Rose pulls her pants way up here like this. You know, his hair's all messed up. He got stuff on his face. They don't care. As long as they just want to be happy. And they're very clear. They remember still. And I'm sad about the day that they'll forget, but they remember why they're here. They remember that they are all connected, that they are one. I am one with them. They are one with me. We are one with each other. And God doesn't have any grandchildren. Right? And when I get that, then all of a sudden, that is the vision I had way back when I said, I want to be a dad. I want to be that. Yeah. And what a journey it's been. So when Shan asked me to do this talk, my first thought was, oh, God, I can't do that. I'm having, struggle with this. And then I remember the part of my journey is to share myself in a way that makes a difference for other people and let people see all the crap that I deal with so that if any way it makes a difference for other people and makes a difference for myself along the way. And that's what I'm about. And so literally it's been Father, Son, and holy crap! And ain't it a beautiful ride? Namaste.